Blog Talk Radio.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. This is BVM Global Kingdom. The views and opinions expressed on BVM Global Kingdom Podcast Radio Network are solely those of hosts, guests, and callers. These views and opinions do not represent those of BVM Global Kingdom Podcast Radio Network, its management, board, hosts, marketeers, and/or advertisers. And once again, thank you for listening to BVM Global Kingdom. Shalom. We have come this far by faith, oh, simply leaning on the Lord, simply trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. I'm singing, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Just the other day, I heard a man say he didn't believe in God's way. But I can truly say that God has made a way, and he has never failed me yet. That's why we've come this far by faith. Oh, simply leaning on the Lord. Simply trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. I'm singing, can't turn around. We've come this far by
Peace and greetings. Shalom. Happy Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice in it and be glad. This is another broadcast coming from BVM Global Kingdom. And I am the host speaker and senior pastor, the Elder George Rita. We give thanks and praise to the Most High God for allowing us to come one more time into his Shabbat. We thank you, Most High God, for carrying us through the week with no hurt, harm, or danger. We thank you for allowing us to be on your wake-up list throughout the week. And Most High God, as we go into the eve of your Shabbat, your Sabbath day, we ask that you continue to cover us until you deem worthy to wake us up in the morning, if it's your will, for watching over us tonight, as you wake us up tomorrow on the day of your Shabbat. Most High God, I thank you for your provisions of all my needs. I thank you, Most High God, for blessing us with shelter over our heads, food on our table, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet. Mm-hmm. Most High God, we thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. But Most High God, I thank you for your mercy, which endureth forever. You are the true and living God. There is no other God but you. You are the God of Israel. You revealed yourself to us, Lord, and to our ancestors. You made a covenant with us since the beginning of time, even before creation. You knew us. You knew our makeup. You knew even as we were going along in our ancestors that we were prevailers. And we were prevailers as Jacob or Israel prevailed with the angel that he wrestled with. And we are a people, a nation of prevailers. That no matter what situation we may go through, no matter what circumstances we may deal with, no matter what may come our way, we are a people that have overcome and prevailed against the things of this world, against the things of Satan of this world on this earth. And we're still fighting, Most High God, until we see your face. And we are still running this race because it's not for the strongest or the fastest, but who can endure till the end. We're waiting to see the new Jerusalem, the new heaven and new earth to come down. But Lord, even as we go through and we wait for the new heaven and new earth, Lord, you make this earth as we go through. And you promise with the covenant that you made with our ancestors to give us dominion. Lord, you promise, you said, by if we follow your commandments and we follow your law, statutes, and judgments, Lord, you said you would do fight all our battles for us. There will be no nation that will be able to stand up against us if we do your will, okay. If we be your holy nation, if we follow your commandments, if we follow your law, statutes, and judgments. You said you would do the fighting. You said you would do those things, especially of the wicked ones, because you know who they are. And Lord, you know we've been being oppressed, held down. But Lord, we know that in the New Jerusalem and even here on this earth that you said that we can have the desires of our heart and dominion on this earth. But we have to stay unspotted from the ways of this earth. There was a price. You said that we stay unspotted, we stay in your word, and we follow your law, statutes, and judgments, we will be blessed. We'll be the head and not the tail. We'll be above and not beneath. And all nations of this earth will come to us to find out about you, to know about you, and to know your ways and your law, statutes, and judgments. And Most High God, we thank you for making us ambassadors of your truth and ambassadors of your way. And continue to give us strength. Continue to heal our bodies, Most High God, and enlarge our territories. Lord, as you said in your word, that you will eliminate anyone that come against your people and eliminate our enemies that try to stop us from doing your will of righteousness and holy living, not of destruction of this earth, but of righteous living. And if anyone come up against your people, that you will lift a standard up for us. As it says in your word, Lord, and have you done to and delivered us out of the hand of the Egyptians from our ancestors. And even those when we made our journey through the wilderness and leaving out of that wilderness. You told us the nations that when we even left out of our captivity and left out of that wilderness, you told us as we was passing through those mountains, of the Amorites, and even as we passed through the mountains of the Edomites, you said for us to just pass through by meat and water. Do not engage, do not touch them, and they will not put a hand on you or touch a hair on your body, because then I will deal with them, just as I dealt with the other nations that came up against you. But you said that we have a free pass, a free ride to go through their land and their area. And just as you said in your word, Lord, it's true. And you told us before we go to this promised land, and we go to this promised land and take dominion, you said you would clear it out. But that land was given to them, an inheritance to them, to Esau, by that mountain, Mount Seir. And that's in your word, Lord, in Deuteronomy, 2nd and 3rd chapter. But Lord, as we go into this unforeseen land, a land that we've been in, but it's a land of opportunity, a land of beginning, a land of new beginnings, a new season here in this 2023. As we go through this spring solstice and this Passover and unleavened bread season, as we plant our seeds, Most High God, give us the strength not only to nurture our seed, but also provide the rain and the sunlight as we till the land and cultivate the land for the blessings and the seed that you promised and the covenant that you made with our ancestors that's still intact today. And as we go forward in this new season, Lord, and we cultivate and we nurture this land so that it will grow to first fruits and we have an end harvest. But we're looking for that end harvest, Lord, that's in Christ the Messiah, for us to be part of his harvest, of that new heaven and new earth. But while we're here, Lord, give us the blessings. And give us the things that we need to build your kingdom here. Give us and enlarge our territory. Give us good health. Give us your wisdom. Give us understanding in your word, Lord. Give us the prosperity, Lord, that was promised to us if we were obedient to your word. And if we follow your commandments. And that's still intact today. And as we go forth in this time, in this season of the spring solstice, of Passover and Feast of Unleavened Bread season, give us your word to give to your people so that they have understanding. But also, Lord, for them to establish a relationship with you, not only in the physical realm, but the spiritual realm here, so we may navigate through the wickedness and the evil of this world here. Because we can't be friends and part of this world and be part of your kingdom. We're part of your kingdom, Most High, keeping your Shabbat and your Sabbath, following your law, your statutes, and your judgments, following your feasts, Lord, which you establish. Your righteousness. Continue to let us be an example to the world. That we will stay on your path. And even those, Lord, that try to fight against your people, to try to cause them to stumble or cause them to falter or detour or hindrance or even harm, Lord. you say and you do what your word said to anyone that come up against your people. We are here to teach the world about you and your ways and show them the difference of holy and unholy, to take them out of pagan idol worship, Lord, in obedience to you. You said for us not to have any idols of any kind, because you are a jealous God. You warned our ancestors, Lord. You even warned us even today, and we're so engulfed and incorporated in the ways of the world, of this paganistic society, an idol worshiping society, who's turned away from your laws, your commandments, your statutes, and been led astray to do things contrary to what's written in your word, but changing what's right and making it wrong, and saying that wrong is right. Lord, and with these abominations that's coming here on this earth that are contrary to your word, but you say that you're going to have the final say in that. That you're going to be the one that have judgment on this earth, on those who choose to go against your ways. And you said even in your word, if freedom of choice with who we want to serve and how we want to live, you don't make anyone do anything. You don't make no one serve you. Your people, Israel, was sent here to be an example. But the choice is made out to the whole world and universe. But your love supersedes all that. Family is one of the most important things that you have established on this earth. And it was established with Adam and Eve as one of the first families. Civilization, the moral code, moral conduct was established by you. Kingship, sovereignty. We are all rulers and establish sovereignty and kingship within our own families if we walk into that dominion. Instead of being in a servitude or a slave, we may have done that as a occupation or job to provide for our families, but it was only for a temporary time of 7 years and then released. But you've given us the wisdom and the skill to be self-sufficient on this earth. And you put your vision and your ideas in us, Lord, of some of the greatest inventions on this earth in medicine, science, agriculture, literature, writing. And you inspired the men and women of God with your Holy Spirit in writing your word. As we go forward, Shabbat, I just want to ask the chaplain if she wanted to add a few words, and I want her to read a scripture for us, Hebrews 4:12. 1 Corinthians 15.
Amen.
First Corinthians 15?
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 15, 48, 52.
New Living Translation or King James?
King James. Did you get the Hebrews 4 and 12?
I did.
Okay.
Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Whoa. I'm going to share this in the New Living Translation.
Mm-hmm.
For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. 1 Corinthians.
You know, before you read that,
okay.
You know, this Hebrews 4, and this is how 4 and 12 is how powerful the word of God is.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke about on yesterday, and we had a powerful session yesterday, and some of the truths came out what a lot of folks were dealing with in their past.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a testimony of what one of the brothers was dealing with today and how he was going to react to that. And it was such a powerful moment. And the Spirit of the Most High God came and he sat down with us. And a lot of things folks revealed, things that they were going through that delivered in the same facet of the things of folks, as I spoke about how the commandments is being preached by religious organizations here, a lot of churches, that the commandments of God are done away with. This was a false doctrine. And as John was speaking about this in 1 John, the second chapter, that's what we were speaking about, 1 John, second chapter. And he was speaking about how there was no new commandments that was written. There was no commandments that was done away with. That's a trick of the enemy. That's a lie. That's to make people fall. Because the people speak about this liberty of doing things contrary to the commandments.
God.
Okay. And how they live their lives contrary to that, to what's written. There's no more honoring your mother and father. Generation of folks here now, they're putting their parents away. They're not honoring and doing nothing for their parents. Children are just living wickedly because the world says that you can do it. They have no respect or honor for the elderly or their parents. Look at it. Murder. Innocent blood. Folks are killing each other innocently for no reason at all. Have no remorse. They don't understand what it means that thou shalt not kill. And one of the most important things the Almighty says, do not make any graven image or likeness of anything that's in the heaven above, that's on this earth, that's under the waters under this earth. Do not bow down thyself to them, wood or stone. And also do not bear false witness against your neighbors. Do not covet your neighbor something that doesn't belong to you, or his possession, or his wife. We know the story with adultery, fornication, whoredom. Do not take the Lord's name in vain. To love the Most High with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. And to love your neighbor as yourself. But even going through this, and the wickedness of this world, that you can't be a lover of this world and a lover of the Most High. We got folks going through the same mess. They still caught up into their pagan practice, idol worship. We're going to get into scripture as we go on down the line. Maybe we touch on it tomorrow, but I want to touch on this harlot, this dragon, this Babylonian mystery religion, which has this cup of her fornication and her sin and has poured it on this earth, and everyone's drinking it. Everyone has been affected by it. And it all stems to this Babylonian mystery religion, pagan and idol worship, and is incorporated throughout this whole earth. It started from a mainstream powerhouse, and it's touched to all these places of worship, especially of color, that's preaching and ministering this patient theology. They're not teaching the people the truth. Nobody wants to hear about it. Nobody wants to talk about it. Everybody talk about this, that, and they try to say that they have understanding, they do this and that, but they're still going back to the same stuff. It's like they can't leave it alone. Like a woman, they're committing adultery with this woman that's a wife, and I'm just using a metaphor. And they just got to keep seeing her. They got to keep around to her. Even though they say, oh, I'm not with her, or I'm not about that, but they keep going back sleeping with her. That's what Israel is doing to this here pagan and idol worship. Instead of stepping out of it, they talk a big game. Oh, I don't want no part of this. Oh, this and that, shalom and peace and all this and that. But they're still doing the same stuff. They're still part of it. They're still sleeping and hiding with her, sleeping with her in the dark. And you think the Almighty still don't see it. And when the time comes of judgment, everybody's not going to make it. Only a remnant is going to make it. You know what? Let's read this here scripture. And then we're going to have the words coming from the chaplain. She's going to close this out in prayer after we read this scripture. 1 Corinthians 15, 48 to 52, chaplain. King James.
As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy, and is and as is the heavenly,
mm-hmm.
such are they also that are heavenly. Verse 49, And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly.
Come on.
Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither do corruption inherit incorruption. Verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound.
Look at that.
And the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
Look at that.
For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.
Look at that. Now, some folks, they want to know about different types of theology or astro theology. Now, this is one right here. This is a portal. This is a portal right here. Of the changing to being going through. And this is only one. When we get into this quickening state, just as Christ had a quickening spirit, able to come from the earthly to the heavenly, and we put on that immortality, we're going to be changed. And it's going to happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, so fast that you're not even going to see it come. This is why we have to continue meditating on the Most High and also have our ear inclined to the trumpet, because the trumpet is important. The Feast of Trumpets. People say, well, what does that got to do with anything? It has everything to do with it. Because if you don't hear the trumpet sound, if you don't hear that call, if you're not in the right place at the right time, if you're not doing the right thing at the right time, you're going to miss out when the Almighty comes. Now, I would like for you to read that same 1 Corinthians 15, 48 to 52 in the New Living Translation.
Okay. Earthly people are like the earthly man, and heavenly people are like the heavenly man. Just as we are now like the earthly man, we will someday be like the heavenly man. What I am saying, dear brothers and sisters, is that our physical bodies cannot inherit the kingdom of God. These dying bodies cannot inherit what will last forever. Let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. We will not all die, but we will all be transformed. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. When the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever, and we who are living will also be transformed. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies.
Look at this. Now, this is not to say, and I want to make this point clear, that when this time comes, this is one of the last trumpet. But we have a ways before that last trumpet And the Almighty said that we are to have dominion and the best on this earth while we have our regular mortal bodies mm-hmm. here. So this is something when the last trumpet sounds. But he said that we are to have the desires of our heart, dominion of this earth, all the blessings of the covenant that he made with our ancestors. And we are to receive it. That was promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to Israel, for those that did his law, statutes, and judgments, and his commandments. And this was a promise, contract God made. And can no one take it away. Only one that can take it away is you. We've been fooled by the enemy here for us to be at the bottom and be oppressed because we strayed away from the Most High God when he told us from the beginning, look, this is all you got to do. It ain't no master plan. He made it very simple. He gave us the keys. He gave us the victory of everything. And he solidified it through Christ. But he said that there is a standard. We got to walk in the ways that he told us to walk in. We got to be obedient to his word. He said, if we do that, I'll make you the head and not the tail, and above and not beneath.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we're suffering as a people, the reason why our children are going through such drastic situations in their life of the killings and the murders and being lost, because they're not following the instructions that we're supposed to give them. And our children's children, and his commandments, and his laws, his statutes, his judgment. He said, if you do them, you will live and have life, and life more abundantly. And he will bless the fruit of our hands and the fruit of our baskets. He said it in his word. But you ain't going to get that blessing living like a heathen, living like these idol and pagan worshipers here on this earth. You got to live a standard. It's a way of life. People say Israel is not a religion. It's a servitude of serving the Most High, and it's a way of life. It's not a religion. It ain't a country. It ain't no language. I'm going to wrap that up here, but I'm going to digress for now. And I'm going to, Chaplain, is there anything you want to add? Prayer or a scripture, or you want to add on the words that were said?
Well, Pastor, you know I don't like coming behind what you say. Never did.
Okay.
But, however.
Uh-oh.
However.
Yeah.
When the Hebrews author talked about the two-edged sword. That two-edged sword served a purpose. It just let us know. And that's in verse 12, Hebrews 4.
Mm-hmm. What did it let you know, Chaplain?
It said, the word of God is quick.
Yeah. That means it's fast.
That's quick. And when you look around, things are going to change quickly. God is not a God of pokey, like Pokemon. No, the Most High God is powerful, just like this says here. Powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword.
That can slice through anything.
That can slice, dividing asunder a soul from the spirit.
Yes, lying spirits, false doctrine, all these things contrary to the Most High is truth.
It's cutting through. To get to the truth.
Yes.
And the truth ain't in the enemy. The truth ain't in Satan. See, I just lost the verse about the truth. Oh, will make us free. There it is.
There you go.
And piercing even to dividing asunder soul and spirit, joints and marrow. Do you realize how small? Now, the writer had to give you a physical, he gave you a spiritual example. Between soul and spirit. Now, soul is what? No. Spirit is what keeps you alive. The breathing, the eye blinking, the the bodily functions. That's spirit. Mm-hmm. Your soul is what talks to the Most High God. And then the joints and marrows. Now, that's the physical part that the writer had to give us, because you can imagine in your head the joints and the marrow. And you see that is there a space between the two? No. But the intent of our heart is what the Most High wants from us.
Mm-hmm.
The intent of our heart. So, Lord, as we leave this podcast tonight, mm-hmm. continue to give us the intent of our hearts to love you and serve you in truth, to better serve you with your wisdom, to better serve you with your knowledge. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen.
Amen. We want to, if anyone wants to contact us, they can contact us by email
mm-hmm.
at bvmglobalkingdom@gmail.com.
Yep.
Or they can call in 319-527-6170. We'll be back on the air again on tomorrow for the Sabbath day worship and teaching at 12 noon. May the peace and the blessings of the Most High be with you and your family. And we ask the Most High to send his guardian angels to watch over you, protect you from any hurt, harm, or danger. Until we are wakened up by him tomorrow, if it is his will to be on his wake-up list on the Sabbath day, in the day. God bless you. God bless your families. And thank you again for tuning in to BBM Global Kingdom. Shalom. Peace. God bless you.